Good morning, church. Are you ready to sing this morning? Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we do have the breath of life in us another week. And Father, I say this over and over again, but let us never take that for granted that we just wake up every morning and we have another day here ahead of us. And so Father, now as we have gathered together here in the name of Jesus, we have songs to sing that lift up and glorify you. And Father, we just ask that as we come to you now in spirit and in truth, that you will meet us here with your Holy Spirit. There will be a conducive environment for you to operate here freely with us. And we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
The secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say, of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Holy
Ghost. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems ring. Praises to our King. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
I was sitting here when we were singing the song, thinking about kind of down the ages. We look at today and we say our world situation is very, very tough. But it was also tough in Elisha's time. He came after Elijah. And if you remember, the king had summoned him. And Elisha was sitting kind of on a hilltop, is what the Bible says. And they basically sent a huge squad of soldiers to him. Said, come with us. And he had enough faith to simply say, if I be a man of God, let fire come down and consume you all, because they didn't respect him. Whew, gone. Second squad of soldiers came out. Same thing happened. Third squad came out. And the captain said, listen, I know you are a man of God. Will you please come with me? He showed him respect. And Elisha said, okay, I will go. But you know, he was facing insurmountable odds. That's just one example, right? So we're facing insurmountable odds nowadays. But great and mighty is the Lord our God. He is still great today as he was yesterday. That hasn't changed. And so what we're doing is simply lifting up the trumpet. Let the anthems bring praises to our King. Let's sing this one more time.
Great and mighty is the Lord our God.
Find that in Micah 6:8. Scripture. That is Psalm 5. Let's sing that one more time.
Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Shalt thou hear in the morning?
Within
Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. And he sets me free. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. For he sets me free. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all my fetters. Sets me free. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. For he sets me free.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Say, then in a nobler
Verse 5, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue finally lies silent in the grave, then, with the power that he indwells in us, then in a nobler and sweeter song, we won't have that stammering tongue anymore, I will sing your power to save. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Praise you, Lord God. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. What a mighty King. Master of everything. His name is wonderful. His name is Lord. His name is higher than any other. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Oh, praise the Lord in the heavens. Praise the Lord in the heights. Oh, praise the Lord, ye His angels. Praise the Lord, all ye His hosts. Oh, praise the Lord, sun and moon and all ye stars of light. Oh, praise the Lord, ye heavens and waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. Oh, thank you, Father. Praise Him in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him on account of the excellence of His greatness. Praise Him with the sound of trumpets. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Hallelujah. 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 Praise His holy name. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Me. Hallelujah. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes on Me, although he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that lives and believes in Me shall never die. And we want to thank You and praise You today, O Lord, that we can celebrate Jesus, celebrate. Oh, celebrate Jesus, celebrate. What a wonderful Savior. And we want to thank You and praise You today for a great day, a day of victory, a day of celebration, and a day of excitement. And let the excitement rise, we pray, in this body. Hallelujah. And we have a good reason to be excited and to shout hallelujah. Oh, and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Hallelujah. He is the healer of our bodies. He is the Savior of our souls. He is the Holy Ghost baptizer. Everybody ought to know. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise You, Lord. We love You, Lord. We appreciate You. Oh, greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. He says, you are My friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And we want to thank You and praise You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. The thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy, but He came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. He did not come to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. He came to seek and save that which was lost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Praise Your holy name. Thank You, Father. And let this mind be in You, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and make Himself of no reputation, taking upon Himself the form of a servant, He became in the likeness of men. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 And being in a form as a man, He became obedient. Obedient even unto death, even the death on the cross. And God high exalted Him, and He gave Him a name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. To the glory of God the Father. Praise His holy name. Yes, the day will come that every knee shall bow. The Buddhists, the Muslims, and all other false religions, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we know that day is coming. We know that day is coming that they will see the truth, and the truth shall set them free. And we want to thank you, Lord, that this is the day that we celebrate, Jesus celebrate. It is a day of victory. It's a day of rejoicing. Hallelujah. So let us look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, who the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. He was set on the right hand of the throne of God. And we want to thank you today and praise you that, O Lord, we have the same hope. We, O Lord, as we endure temptations, as we endure tribulations and suffering, we know, Lord, as we endure this suffering, we know where we are headed. We know where we are going. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And nothing will get us down, for we know where we are headed. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for the hope that you have given us. Oh, we bless you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory. Thank you, Lord, for moving mightily in this body of believers today. Thank you for doing great and mighty things. Thank you for an awakening. Thank you for a revival in our hearts. And we thank you, Father, for victory all the way in this body of believers. And let us be able to make a difference, we pray, Lord, in this world. Make a difference. We cannot overcome evil, but we can overcome evil with good. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, that let us fulfill the purpose that you have given us. We pray today in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray as the pastor will bring the message to us. Let the anointing be upon him. Oh, give him, O Lord, the power. O Lord, give him the freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you today, O Lord, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And Lord, we want today to give out of what you have given us. We want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And our God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Praise his holy name. Father, we pray for the anointing for everyone that gives a testimony today. Touch them mightily, Lord, and thank you for fill their mouth, O Lord, with your words, we pray in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified, we pray. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen.
Okay, good morning. And we're going to take an announcement first by Sister Shireen.
Good morning. The invitations are posted most places around here. It's 4:30. This is our Thanksgiving dinner that we have every year, and it's really, really blessed. So we're looking forward to having everybody there. And there's a sign-up sheet if you want to bring something that would be helpful. And I just want to say something about last fellowship dinner. I had had some really bad news in my family, and I was pretty tore up. And how the fellowship dinners work has been really helpful for me because we get to know each other better. We get to know what to pray for each other, each other's personalities. It's just, if we're going to be a family, we have to know about each other, just like you would in your earthly family. So when I came and I was pretty upset, the people asked me, you know, how are you doing today? Well, you know, not so good. So they're willing to listen. Out there in the world, most people aren't willing to listen. They don't have time. They'll stand there, but they don't really care. And here they went and prayed for me. And how God works ahead of you, knowing that you're going to have a problem or distress or whatever, is He prepares things for you. And not only did I get prayer, which was very helpful, I could feel it. I felt some of the burden lift off me. And then the songs. Now, no, Charles, he makes the songs, and I'm sure he gets them from the Holy Spirit. And he didn't know I had a problem in my life. And all those songs just so ministered to me. I mean, by the time the end of the service, I felt much better. I mean, my face was all, you know, full of tears, but I cried through most of the service and the songs because they so blessed me. And, I, you know, God is, He's there. I mean, you even when you don't even ask Him. So I was very blessed. And I'm very blessed by these fellowship dinners, not because I help, you know, make them happen, but because I get to know each of you better, and it helps me to be able to pray for you. You don't know I'm praying for you, but I am. So sometimes I don't actually get a chance to talk to everybody, but I always pray that the Lord will set everybody by whoever's supposed to they're set by, and that they'll get to know each other better and have a closer relationship. So I really pray that y'all will, you know, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and come to these fellowship dinners, and especially our Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm looking forward to it, and looking forward to talking to most of you on Thanksgiving if I get a chance. And praise God. It's so great.
I don't know if that was an announcement or a testimony. A little of each. All right. Any other testimonies this morning? Okay. I'm going to take Monica.
I went to a baby shower yesterday with my daughter, Rachel. She's due in 2 weeks. And I prayed for her the other week for her delivery, that it would be going okay without any complications. But Twyla, Jason's mom, and I went down there yesterday, and she is such a wonderful woman, a godly, wonderful woman, a soft woman of God. I really enjoyed her company. She and I talked about anything and everything, and she prayed for our, you know, goings back and forth, that God would keep us safe. So I really appreciated her company very much. And then I prayed beforehand that God, you know, open the door somewhere. Help me say your word to someone there at the baby shower. And He surely did. So I'm so happy about that. I wasn't able to say too many words because it was so busy, but I was able to get a couple of words in anyway. And the lady I spoke to was Dylan's mom, Rachel's mother-in-law. And she said something, I was overhearing it. I wasn't included in the conversation, but she was saying something like, that God is all around us and in us. And I heard that, and then God said, talk to her. And I said, well, you know, Mariana, that God is not in us unless we invite him in. So you have to invite him into your heart if you want him to be inside of you. So I prayed and God answered. And so I pray that, you know, fruits have been, I mean, seed has been sown in this woman's life before. So I pray that she will come to salvation soon. And I hope that maybe Dylan will lead his own mom to salvation. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm hoping and I'm praying that it will happen soon. Thank you.
Okay, let's have, well, we got a bunch of testimonies today. I'll have Pastor John give his testimony first.
Most of us think about that prayer. Yes. Praise God and good morning. This is a testimony from Germany. Okay. Sister Gina. You remember her?
Oh, sure.
Yes. And this is what Gina wrote. She said, Dear Pastor John, this Sunday, November 8th, will be my birthday. 48 years. Young woman. If it was possible for me, I would like to be with you in church in person and have a little family celebration at the church like Natalia did last week. But since this is not possible, I can only join you in front of the computer. So welcome, Gina. Would you please pray for me for the new year that I'm beginning in my life, especially for sound health and divine guidance as to what are the next steps to take in my our work for the Lord. I'm carrying in my heart the idea of writing a book, and this might be a project for the new year, but I still need God's confirmation. Yours in Christ, Gina. Now, we've been following Gina for about 4 to 5 years, and we prayed for her, and she's having some difficulty with her health. But I want you to know, as a congregation here, that this woman came in on the website about 5 years ago, I believe, and she got so excited. She said, can I work with you and help you? And you know, there are about 100 million German-speaking people in the world. You have them in Germany, you have them in Austria, or you have some in Switzerland. And we are having a tremendous outreach through our German website. And it's growing, get bigger, more people all the time. So, Gina, I just want to say this. We love you. We praise God for you. And you got some friends here that would like to say something to you. So we begin here with Ina and Carol. Come on up here. And send a greeting to Gina as she's watching right now.
Gina, I have a special thing to tell you. God has something wonderful in store for you. Just believe. God is a God of miracles. And He never drops us like a hot potato, but He continues in our lives and do miracles and wonders. And you need a miracle, and more of us need miracles here. And God is not the God of partiality. He thinks the same for all of us. And I pray right now that this year for you will be the best year you have ever experienced. And I also pray for your family, your husband and Sophia, that there be a mighty move by God's Holy Spirit in such a wonderful way you can't even dream or think about. And I thank you for being such a blessing to us here. And we give you the honor and glory, God, what you have done in their lives in Germany. In Jesus' name, amen.
Stay right behind me.
Hi, Gina. It's nice to talk to you. And happy birthday. And, you know, I don't know that I can give such wonderful wisdom as Ina did. But all I can say is your family is clearly a target of the enemy, a threat to the kingdom of Satan. And so we thank you that you are standing strong for the Lord and that he has equipped you and your family to stand strong and that the Lord loves you very much and he will not give you more than you can endure and more than you can bear and come out in victory. So we thank you that you and your family are coming out in victory. Praise the Lord.
Stay God behind me. Happy birthday, Gina. I try to not put you in English too much. Gina is the one who works behind the scenery. She translates everything, and I work with her. We send emails to each other, and I send books to her. And a lot of people don't know how much work you do. So happy birthday to you. So next year with this time, you need to send us the song in German so my brother can sing that solo. Happy birthday to you in German. So hopefully that Jurek, we can sing the song now for her. Happy birthday, yeah, right? Maybe my brother has something else coming.
Stay right behind me.
I'll behind you. Okay.
Okay. Anyone else that would like to send a greeting to Gina?
I do.
Yes.
If there's anyone else, come on up. Don't wait.
Okay. I want to say to Gina and Raymond and Sophia that we're blessed every time we get to hear about you. And I know we'll meet on the other side, but I want to say thank you on behalf of the kingdom of God for doing what you do in Germany to minister the gospel. And also, when Satan comes in and tries to trip you up or, you know, make you feel like it's not worth it or, you know, all his evil ways to try and bring out people, bring them out of God's work. Don't give into it. Stay steadfast. Keep pushing forward and never quit. And thanks again.
Hi, Gina. I'm Lois, and I just wanted to tell you that recently I heard from a relative in Switzerland, a relative of my husband's, who they keep in touch with me, and he isn't saved. I've had him in my home over here, but I've never been there. He doesn't read English too well, but he does read German very fluently and speaks German very fluently. So I turned him on to your part of the website, because that's the only part he can really understand well. And I'm praying that through that, he's going to receive Jesus, and because of my testimony to him. But that's going to be very powerful for to help me witness to him, because I don't speak German.
Stay right behind us.
Hi, Gina. Happy birthday. I know you see me every week when it comes to singing, and we don't have a whole lot of interaction, but we do email each other back and forth the sermon outlines. And like I have written before, never take for granted the work that you're doing of translating each outline word for word, because even if it was just one person who got affected for it, it would be worth it entirely for the kingdom of God. But it's not just one person. It's going to be well over that number. We don't know what it's going to be. So just want to encourage you to be steadfast. Continue the good work that you're doing. I know it can be trying at times when you get a five-page outline. Pastor John doesn't like to do short outlines anymore. And so he really has a lot of work set for you, but you faithfully translate them week by week. And I'm sure that there are people who are reading it and are benefiting from it, even if we never hear from them or see them here on this earth. So I just want to encourage you.
Okay, you don't go anywhere. Anyone else?
Hello, Gina. I'm Joanne. And we thank you very, very much for what you do. And when the devil tries to take you down out of the spirit, we're going to pray you up every time you send a request. We pray and pray and pray, and we love you, love you, love you very much.
Stay right here. You stuck. All right. We're going to do two things. We have this mic on, which is a powerful mic. And, you know, when we sing a special song, it is basically up here because we don't have any mics out there. So we're going to sing two songs. All right. So happy birthday first, Gina. I'm going to sing it for you right now. Give us a panorama on the cameras. He is Lord. And Gina, as we sing that song, feel the power of God that is over Germany, over you and your husband and your daughter. For He is Lord, here and in Germany, and around the world.
Okay, Natalia, you want to give your testimony?
It is good to.
It is a good.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and sing praises unto thy name, O Most High.
Amen.
Sweet love, sweet cherry apple, come for to carry me home. Sweet love, sweet cherry apple, come for to carry me home. I look up Jordan, and what did I see? Come for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Come for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet cherry apple. Come for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet cherry apple. Come for to carry me home.
If
you get to heaven before I do, come for to carry me home. A band of it.
Just tell all
my friends I'm coming to.
town.
Come for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Come for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Come for to carry me home.
As you remember, last week, Natalia went all out, 16 verses and a beautiful song to praise our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. 2 weeks before the birthday, Brother Thomas mentioned that the enemy, will be after her. And yes, I do have to confess that she's been having some nightmares. And therefore, brothers and sisters in Christ, we ask you, please pray for Natalia, that the enemy will slack off and go find somebody else. Actually, not really find somebody else, but leave Natalia alone. And not only Natalia, folks, please pray for all the children, all the babies in the whole world, because they are our future leaders, and we need godly people in leadership. Amen.
It's also nice to see those new teeth coming in, Natalia. They look pretty good. Okay. Irene. Yes.
Good morning. Well, I just got something from the Lord, right? Not a few minutes ago, maybe 5-10 minutes ago, and I need to share this. David said in his word that he wants to wash himself with innocence. And I think it's so important to have that clean and innocent feeling with the presence of the Lord. Like he said, may the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, my God and my Redeemer. In 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, it says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced all the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So I just want to share that, because I think that in our innocence and clear conscience and pure heart, the gospel will be preached and hindered, because it's the shining of the Lord, not us, who will have the way for those who need to know him. Amen. Amen. Like Natalia. Amen.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Any more testimonies? I don't see any more. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise God. That was quite a choir we had up here. I'm impressed. How did it sound for you out there? Some of you say, some of you go, some of you don't know. Well, praise God. We need some prayer here. And I want to read here. This is a follow-up. I got this from Gina this morning. And she said this. This is from Gina. Yes, I'm feeling better at the moment, but it's been a constant up and down. The days right after you prayed, it first got much worse. Then for a period, it got much better again. And beginning with yesterday, it got worse again. It is this way for 7 years now. Additionally, I have had bad toothaches for a couple of days now, and I stood in faith for healing of that, too. But now today is my birthday, and I still have toothaches and could barely sleep last night because of the toothaches and the usual pain in my intestines. So my really, really biggest desire for my new year of life is that I will finally reach sound health or good health, that I will be able to eat things I could not eat for a long time, like bread and dairy products, for instance. It is so strength-consuming if you continually have to deal with this. I want to be able to focus my strength on other things, especially in these end times when it's so important to minister to other people. Full of hope and faith, and yours in Christ, Gina. As I was sitting here today and thinking about this, Germany has been a blessing and Germany has been a curse. Germany gave us Martin Luther. He gave us Bach, Beethoven. He gave us Gutenberg, Reinhard Bunke, the evangelist, and many, many more. But also out of Germany rose Moses Hess, the founder of communism. Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Illuminati. And of course, Adolf Hitler. And I want to say this to you, Gina, and your husband, that you are battling a battle that is big. And the demons, and this is important to start right now, the evil spirit that inhabited Adam Weishaupt, Moses Hess, Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, and Adolf Hitler, and all the others, are still in Germany. Those demons haven't gone anyplace. They're just having other people. And those are the powers that are simply trying to crush you, because for you and your husband, we are bringing in a gospel, a powerful gospel, to a nation that's been wasted by two world wars and then the Third Year's War many years ago. So we really want to pray for Gina today and get those demons off her back. Now here's an exciting email. We have a Spanish website. It has not grown a lot because we only have one person working on it, and he's busy. And this came from Australia, of all the places. And this is Angelica Rebolledo Diaz. Is that how I pronounce it? Dear Pastor John, I apologize for not replying earlier. Thank you for your sermon on the swine flu. I am not going to get that vaccine. I started to translate the Incredible Schofield into Spanish. If you would allow me, I will send it to you when ready for you to have someone to revise it. But it will take me some time to do the translation. If everything goes well, I want to print it and distribute it free of charge to the church starting from Chile. Later on, I will be at your service if my humble assistance is required. Dear Pastor John, indeed I have my testimony and many experiences of the gospel. Maybe one day I will share in your church. You never know. God is full of surprises. I would like to ask your church to back me up with prayer, please. I need God's guidance for the future in order to be an approved worker. God bless you and the church of my beloved Jesus. Yours faithfully, Angelica Rebolledo Diaz. Now, she is from Chile, and her family had moved to Australia. She has property in Chile. I don't know how much, but she said it's a large chunk. And she eventually wants to go back there and start a church and a church work. She came into us via the Spanish website. And so here's another Spanish translator that said, I would like to help out because we got a lot of material to get out. And so we're going to praise God for that. Let me give an announcement before you, because I always forget what I'm saying. November 21st, as Shireen said, is our Thanksgiving dinner. Let's use that as an evangelistic tool. We are inviting people when we can outside the ministry, but try to invite people that you know and say, hey, come on down for a dinner on Saturday and let's fill this place up. I would like to see maybe 100 people here having Thanksgiving dinner. We're going to have a mystery speaker that no one, not even my wife, knows who it is. There's only two people that know it, me and the mystery speaker. And none of us are talking. So be sure to come on down for that. Furthermore, this coming Thursday, we are going to have an official foot washing service. Wow. Those of you that would like to be part of a foot washing service, you're welcome on a Thursday night. I'm going to do my teaching first. And those of you that don't like to have your feet washed can go home after that. Because I do not like to pressure people. This is something, if you want to do it, fine. If you don't want to do it, we don't want to mess with you. But the way we're going to do it is this. We're going to make a nice circle up here and another circle there. Ladies on one side, men on one side. And we're going to do, according to the Gospel of John, washing each other's feet. If you are not the regular Thursday night attendee, you might want to come. Now, you might be watching us on the webcast, but I can certainly not wash your feet via these cameras. Impossible. I can't get my hand in and out in your place. So if you want to be part of it, you've got to come down here. All right, let's have the people come up, then I want to pray. And we will hand out a prayer request here. Javier, can I have you come up here and pray for this lady, Angelica Ribolido Diaz? And I would like for you to pray in Spanish. Is that okay?
Okay.
You can do that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's have Thomas do the oil prices. They are down to $77 a barrel. And let's have here... We need someone to come in and be part of our ministry to help out. Let's pray against the health bill, if you do that. And if you pray for the, that God will open door for new people to come in to be saved, healed, and delivered. There are 3 million people living in the greater Sacramento area. And I want to start out with a prayer. Would you stand with us if we pray down? We got a prayer request about a lady back east, Pennsylvania. You want to do that? Come on up. So let's start out with that prayer for this lady then.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gift of repentance right now for any unconfessed sin I may have. I ask your forgiveness that I might stand here worthy to make this prayer in Jesus' mighty name. There's a lady, and... To show you the hindrance of Satan, John had the email, and I had one, and the computer, but I thought, well, it'll be here, but it wasn't. And all we need is the lady's name. So we have a lady that's 32 years old with stage 4 cancer, cervical. Her husband's in Iraq. And I got from the Patriot and Combat Veterans Association that I am with, I got a special request for this. And I sat there, and John said, well, maybe next week we'll do that. But I said, no, the Holy Spirit said, no, this is the place to do it now, because God knows her name. That's the only thing we're lacking. So, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and healer, I pray for this lady in Erasmus, Pennsylvania. You know her name, and you know her husband's name. And we know that you sent your word and healed our disease. We know that's not by works of righteousness with which, that word, righteousness which we have done, but by his mercy he saved us. Amen. So, Lord, we pray for mercy It's a power of the Holy Spirit would fall down in Erasmus, Pennsylvania, at that Presbyterian church, and heal this lady. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Angélica, gracias por unirte a esta iglesia. Gracias por la traducción en español. Nos sirve demasiado a muchos. Dios te bendiga por eso, especialmente por mi familia en México. Hay mucha gente en nuestros países que se han unido y que leen el website en español. Gracias, sigue adelante, no pares. Dios te bendiga. God bless you. Thank you very much. Angélica Rebolledo Díaz.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and thank you for the opportunity to be here. Thank you for this wonderful church family, Lord. And Father, we lift up the price of oil to you, and we thank you, Father, for supernaturally pushing the price of the barrel of oil down. Father, we thank you for pushing it down that it would just stun all these speculators. We thank you, Father God, for driving it low, low, low. And also that there will be a glut on the market, Lord. It will be in ships waiting to be docked at refineries. It will be a huge amount of oil sitting, waiting to be refined. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for that for America and around the world, that the price of fuel cannot be used against the people. And also, Lord, we lift up to you the price of food. And we thank you, Father, for keeping the price sustainable for people to buy food. And also, Lord, not that they can get full, but that they can sustain their life long enough to hear the gospel. That's really the only reason for living, is to be saved. And so we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for protecting the small farmer and all the crops, Lord. And we thank you for the bounty that the earth produces, and it's by your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, all in one accord, to make our request be made known unto you. And Lord, we pray for the person, O Lord, that we need to do the video editing, any other office work. And Father, you are the one that can make a way where there seems to be no way. You are the God that has the connections. Lord, you move in the supernatural, and you can bring people from anywhere. And we ask you, Lord, that you bring that person or persons, whomever you have, O Lord, you have ordained to be part of this ministry. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you bring him, O Lord, and that you will be, O Lord, steadfast, and that you will, O Lord, serve the Lord our God. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. O Lord, that we leave it in your hands, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that in due time this man or woman will come, O Lord. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for providing it. And Lord, I have one more prayer request to make. We want again, all of us, to lift up Philip Gladden and Kathleen Gladden. O Lord, they suffer. She suffers from, from back problem. And we pray, Heavenly Father, reach out, Lord, and touch that woman and bring a healing into her body. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And command any spirit of infirmity, spirit of sciatica, to loose that woman right now in the name of Jesus. I command you to be bound, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. And thank you, Father, for your healing touch. We pray, O Lord, for your healing touch upon Philip Gladden. He suffers, O Lord, from liver. And, oh Lord, you are able to do a liver transplant yourself. And we thank you. We put him in your hands. And we pray for a supernatural touch today upon Philip Gladden. We pray, Father. He doesn't need to have medicines. He doesn't need any doctors. He has the great physician. And we pray today in the name of Jesus that you touch that man. And, oh Lord, and bring the healing in his body. And bring him back, oh Lord, into the ministry. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we come before you humbled by this request, Lord God, because it's so intensely needed and so lacking. Father God, I have to confess myself that I haven't witnessed as much as I should, that I have been so busy with helping people that are sick that I don't even feel like witnessing sometimes. But Father God, I lift them up and I lift others up, and I ask you every day, Lord, to give me more incentive and give me the Holy Spirit to prompt me, to get me out there and to do it, what I should do, Lord God. Father God, we have over 3 million people in this area, in the greater Sacramento area, that are unsaved. Father God, maybe some of them are saved, but too many are not. And Father, the proof is in the churches and in the lack of power in the churches and the few number of churches that are really on fire for you and doing what we are supposed to do. Father God, I can't ask you to pour your Holy Spirit out on these people and convict them of sin and bring them to yourself if we're not doing it. What I need to ask you, Lord, is to put us on fire, get us fired up, give us the Holy Spirit, and then there won't be any problem, and we will get out there and witness to those people, and we will draw them in. And we will draw them in by the presence of your Holy Spirit in our lives, showing the light and showing and being salt and light in this world. So, Father, I ask you to strike the fire in us and help us to, all of us and all Christians everywhere in this area, to be totally devoted to you, Lord, to submit totally to you, and to get rid of our selfishness and our self-centeredness, and get out there and do the job that Jesus asked us to do. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dearest Heavenly Father, we know that judgment is coming down on America. Pray that every Christian will rededicate their lives to Jesus in a different way and mean it. Let it come from the heart. Line up the hearts with the mouths when they say they love you. And we thank you and praise you that the Senate is going to defeat this health care bill. Euthanasia is in the middle of that thing. That means they want to take lives, and they're going to pick and choose who they want to take the lives from in the beginning, and then they're going to take everybody they can. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, that the Senate has sense enough to know that this is judgment on America and that they're going to turn toward God. And we pray for their salvation, those that haven't been saved in the House and the Senate. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, that you'll show mercy and that you'll give the gift of repentance to your people, and that people can be saved that are not saved. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, for turning this around. Only you can do this by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' powerful name.
Heavenly Father, we want to lift up Gina to you right now. And Father God, you show me these strong demonic powers, not just demons, but principalities and rulers and archons over Germany, that have destroyed so many lives for the last 1,000 years. And yet, Father God, you moved in that country, and you took out men and women that served you. And Father God, you know that the church in Germany is weak, has been weak, been destroyed by liberalism and all kind of different things. And we roll back today, from this place in Carmichael, in Sacramento, we roll back the demonic forces that are striking Gina and her husband. And we command her to let them go in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray right now for your holy angels to sweep in and to create a clean zone. Father God, you put walls of fire around them, ceiling of fire up on top, the floor of fire, Father God. And for your holy angels to hold off the demons and the demonic forces. And Father God, that you once and for all will heal Gina's body. And Father God, her intestine will work, her digestive system will work. That the Father God, she'll be healed in her soul. That she will know that she is beloved woman, selected by God before the creation of the earth to be a woman of God, a mother, a wife, and a flaming witness. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers and giving her a great 49th year and many more in Jesus' name. And Father, thank you for having answered our prayers today. Thank you, Lord, for touching us. And we give you great praise now in Jesus' name. And those are great said, amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated. That's how the outlines.